Blessed is a man who loves the Lord. Blessed is a man who praises Him. Louder, louder, louder. And walks in His ways. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. I will sing up my voice to the Lord, singing louder, louder. For the Lord is my lampshade, in the shade upon my right hand, and the sun shall not smite me by
Thank you, Richard. You know, that's in our hearts, isn't it? To love the Lord all our days. And the Lord is where? It's in us. It is us. And we're so joyful. Thank you for that, Richard. All right, so good morning once again. And guess what? It's Father's Day. I know I've mentioned that before, but you know what? Just a little bit about Father's Day, because I didn't know this. There's a lot of things I'm beginning to learn lately that I didn't know. And I'm sure we're all, if we've been watching the news, we're all in that same state. There are things that we might have heard in passing, but was not aware of on a deeper level. And I'm going to make it my business to get to jump in some stuff. But anyway, the nation's first Father's Day was celebrated. Now, you guys almost missed out. It was first celebrated June 19, 1910.
Juneteenth.
Yeah. Yeah, Juneteenth. Hey, you know. Thank you. In the state of Washington. But guess what? It was not until 1972 that Woodrow Wilson made it official. And you know what? That was because of Mother's Day. People were celebrating Mother's Day. So there were those who felt that the fathers needed a day too. But we know, one thing we know in spirit, when we go back to Genesis in the beginning, we were made in the image, right? Male, female. We have all traits within us. And so I think that's important to remember as you're raising children. Not to make a difference, to celebrate all things, the mother and father in all of us, the nurturing and the provider in all of us. Don't you love how we study and how we take things in on a deeper level? I do. It really uplifts me to know that we're all nurturers, and we're all providers. And I want to be a perfect expression of that. Anybody else? Yeah, all right. So today's message is not what I traditionally do on Father's Day, but it kind of resonated with me. And I said, well, it could be thought of as a little masculine, okay? So don't think that I snubbed you. Okay, so if we take a look around, the whole world is a schoolhouse. And there's a lot we can learn from ordinary experiences in our lives. But you know, we go through so many things without opening our eyes and actually seeing and feeling them, actually taking them in as lessons that we can build on and continue on our path of lifting our consciousness to higher heights. So for instance, my lesson is entitled Lessons Learned from Flying. Anybody take an airplane trip? Yeah, most of us have. I can't speak for everyone. But we can glean some things from that experience. And until this article, I thought, you know, I never thought about that, or I never took a look at that, or I never opened my eyes to that fact. So, what happens first when you're traveling? You get in the airport. There's people everywhere, right? Yeah. Do we take the time to notice? Many faces, many stories en route for business, and some are going to visit family. And, you know, I'm kind of nosy, so I do notice when I'm sitting in an airport, what's, you know, like a couple that may meet and you can tell if they've been apart for a long time. There's that hug and that embrace. And then there's the excited children sometimes that run up to a parent who may have, well, who sometimes you obviously know they've been in the service and away from their families. Many faces, many stories, but guess what? They're all moving to a certain destination. You know, we are on a journey, and us here in this room and viewing, many faces, many different stories. But we are all moving towards the same destination, right? The awakened Christ within. We have a common goal. Whether you recognize it in anyone or not, all paths are leading towards this common destination. To open up to the spiritual awareness of the divinity that is within us. So we get into this experience of flying, and what happens first? You hear the announcement. Turn off all electronics. You know, we could really use a daily break from electronics. How many looked at their Facebook page or their cell phones this morning to see what was happening in the world? For a minute there, I was thinking, oh man, just me? Yeah. You know, that's fine. But Jesus Christ said, come apart a while. In this day and age, we probably spend way too much time on those instruments. Yeah, I'm guilty. But you know, at conference, it was really interesting. I went to this one workshop, and in this workshop, we talked about taking time apart, time away from Facebook and all these things. And what was suggested is set a time limit, you know? Set a time limit for those activities. And not only set a time limit for those, but take some time to dwell within your spirit. If only sitting out and looking at some beautiful body of water or some cloud formation. Recently, I was out at Jefferson Barracks, and the cloud formations were awesome. And I was sitting there. I think I might have sat there for about 20 minutes just pondering, who put those clouds up there? My God, what a universe we're living in, that we can behold such beauty. And so, once we've turned off the electronics a bit and took some time deep within ourselves, this one I love. Then the sign comes up, buckle up your seatbelts. You know you're in for a ride when you've dug deeply into your spirit and saw a reflection of what is and what can be. Saw a reflection of what you can contribute to the universe. And guess what? It's blast off time. Hold on. You know, I learned another thing out at conference, and it was this thing. Someone had a posted site, shift, S-H-I-F-T, happens. The world is shifting. The world is constantly changing. Are you buckled up? Are you ready for the shift that happens in your life? You know, our thoughts move from one to another, and our bodies respond and they shift. And sometimes it's a point of stress to faith. This is the beginning of a growing awareness that what affects us on the innermost level also affects others around us. Sure, we have people along the way, but there's always activity happening, isn't there? There's always something in the world that we think is new. I know we're beginning to talk more about Black history, and all of a sudden on the news, I heard of Juneteenth, but it was just, you know, just a passing thing. But then I heard, and it touched me deeply. It's made me curious. And I hope it's made you curious and we can all dig into it. Because guess what? Knowing and seeing the truth in that will lift us in consciousness. Knowing that we're more than what history is saying we are. We're spiritual beings. We have to remember that first and foremost. If we are that, then we are what? Forgiving. We're loving. We embrace the oneness of all people, even ourselves. Sometimes we're the biggest critic of ourselves. We have the least knowledge about ourselves. Take the time to get to see where are your thoughts, where are your feelings? Are they in line with the spiritual being that you are? I'm buckled because I know I'm in for that rough ride. You know, as we journey through this state of consciousness where we're working our way up the spiral, the world doesn't stop, does it? Things are still occurring. And if we don't take the time to nurture our spirit, to make sure we're prepared, oh boy, that buckle is not even going to help us, is it? So there's always a chance of turbulence, but how can we handle that? Through prayer and meditation, and not just throwing out a prayer and an affirmation or getting deep within and asking Spirit to lead and guide you to a point and place where you need to be to understand what the universe is experiencing. You know, I have in my office at home, I have this picture that always reminds me that life is continually changing and moving. And sometimes it's rough, sometimes it's easy. And in this picture, it's a picture of a horse that has thorns sticking out from it all over. And in the caption, the man is talking to another guy, and he told him, well, this here is Big Red. Sure, he's tough, but if you can ride him, he's yours. That's the same with our life. We have this wonderful opportunity, and we have to learn how to move through it. Another good one is apply the oxygen mask to yourself first. Then you can help others. For me, we help others by being the best example, the best expression that we can be of our Christ self. Because telling somebody what to do, we're not here to fix one another. We're here to uphold and love and be parts of the whole, each doing what you are to be doing. The deeper we explore our inner selves, the greater expression we become. I got this information from an article, and the gentleman, John O'Leary, wrote, "You can't serve others or impact their lives or make a profound difference if you are broken and not fully into your own possibility." Physician, know thyself. Metaphysicians, know yourselves. Get to know what you're capable of, what you're made of. Tend to the light in yourself. And once you do that, guess what? You're going to light up the light of those around you. That spark is going to ignite the whole room. Another point is know where the safety exits are. When you get in trouble or in that spot or in that turbulence, do you know where the safety exits are? Sure. Take a deep breath. Turn within. In prayer chaplain training, we learn that lean into God. Our safety net is within us. And when we lean into what we know of truth and on that spiritual level, we're lifted up and we can make our way through any experience. Know when to make your way to those exits. Sometimes we stay in experiences, don't we? Because that's the way it always was. So that's the way it's always going to be. No, it can change. You can change, not necessarily the experience, but you can rise above that activity. And the next time it occurs, you know where your safety nets are and how to move out of that experience. And guess what? The final thing. Enjoy the flight. How many of us go through lives and find ourselves unhappy, depressed, not loving what we're doing? You know, I like this thing of pivotal vision. Whenever there is an experience that's uncomfortable for me, I take it and I look at it from a different point of view. I look at it from a higher point of view, from the eyes of the Christ, from the eyes of Spirit. You know, there's something in what they used to say, what would Jesus do? I look at it from the eyes of the way shower. And there is my way towards enjoying that bumpy ride. You know, there are times when we face things with dread, but how about next time? Just taking a deep breath, being joyous about being alive and being able to move and have breath. Take a moment. Think about that. There are those out there that's not happening this morning. We're blessed, dear ones. We are blessed. Sure, outer appearances may seem to grab hold of us, but we are all made of the same stuff, spirit. Each one of us together are part of the whole. That's enough in itself to rejoice. How about you? That's enough in itself to know I am a part of something that's divine, and I am going to let my light shine. Now, some of you are going to be together today with family, and you know, sometimes that can be a little challenging. But show up today as love, peace, and joy. And the main thing is enjoy the ride. Yes. Let's prepare for meditation. We want to be prepared for whatever this flight called human experience is going to bring into our consciousness. So let us connect in prayer first by affirming the Lord's Prayer as we prepare for meditation. Take a deep breath and breathe in and release it as we affirm together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. And so we breathe in this moment. We're on way to our destination. Celebrating the life that we are in the midst of. And we know in this moment, right here, right now, in our minds, we turn off those distracting thoughts. We let them go for now. Anything that has gotten you to this moment, right here, right now, in this chapel, or in the chapels of your heart, let them go for a moment. We're waking up on the inside. We know that in our lives, as we rest and trust in spirit, that the best is yet to come. That we're opening our hearts and our minds to the universal one, to the presence and the power deep within. Letting go, knowing it's safe, knowing it's all right to bring our attention inward, journeying from our heads down into our hearts, breathing in and breathing out. We are grateful in this moment and in this time. We're moving together in this experience right here, right now, this morning. We're in flight. One people. One body, one love. And we come to that point deep within where we step over the threshold and know this is not an ordinary place to be. We step over the threshold of our inner souls and know there is love here with like none other. There is peace here like none other. And in the vibrations of the energy within, we take a moment to sit in the quietness of this day. And feel and know what we were created to be right here, right now, in this very moment, in the quiet. And as we prepare to return to the presence of this room, take a moment, give thanks for the gifts that you have received. The gifts of love, the gifts of your light being ignited into a flame. Gifts that you can go forth and carry out into the universe, share with the world, being the expression of the Christ. We're so grateful, Holy Spirit, that we know anytime we need that we can turn to your light and be filled with that which sustains us and moves us forward through any turbulences of life, through any joyous experiences of life. And we can open our hearts and our arms and embrace each and every one within our path. So for this and all things, Holy Spirit, we say thank you, God. Thank you for your activity moving in and throughout us as us, reaching out as us. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We are grateful. And it is so, and so it is. Amen. Bless you. And now we'll hear from Richard again.
This one you all know, and you can join in as you see fit.
Oh Lord, my God,
Thank you.